Welcome back to the On We Talk podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Winter. Sorry, guys. I'm a bit loud and proud today because last episode, was me by myself. But now, and it's funny because for some reason with your mic, all I hear is heavy breathing. So all I hear is the heavy breather. So if you're hey, at guys. McDonald's and you hear a heavy breath in your ear, it's probably creepy Sam Davis. Was that on the back of your Year 12 jersey? Creepy?
Yeah. The creep? No, it's just, that's exactly what's on the back. People are just waiting to take their order in there. Can I order something?
You're one of those fucking neckbeards who fucking, why is there no frappe? I tried to order frappe on the kiosk, but it's not there. That's because I took it off the kiosk because it's out of order, mate.
The thick shake machine's always freaking broken. Like, can you get your shit together, McDonald's? Especially McDonald's in a town I don't think I'll dox on this podcast. Can you get your shit together?
Dox them, because if they're not doing the
McDonald's
right thing...
McDonald's scone, can you fix your thick shake machine? Like, for God's
sake. It's always good. We have two machines too, so it's always working.
They're both being cleaned at the same time every time I go through the drive-thru.
We're not that fucking dumb, are we? No, definitely not.
That's my Macca's. I'm not joking. That's actually happened at my Macca's.
Really? Yeah, they're both getting cleaned at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That's so dumb. Who does that?
Macca's Mornington, that's who does that. The kings of awful. So shit. Shout out to you, Macca's Mornington. Absolutely fix ridiculous. Your fucking shit. So bad.
So just so everyone knows, we had myself previously by myself, and that's what it was going to be going forward. Ooh, look at me, I'm so entertaining by myself. Realized, it's good sometimes. Good. Do you listen to it? It wasn't that bad, was it?
It's like, it's really hard to explain. It was like, it was so unique. Like, and especially the way you described everything was like, you're very honest to the bone about your life. And I thought that was like a breath of fresh air. There hasn't been an ennui quite like that, where it's just a blunt honesty. This is my life. This is what's happening, guys. You like it? Good. If you don't like it, get stuffed. I was great. And then the story about the woman behind the...
Oh, fuck me.
On the road was like, I couldn't stop laughing at that.
Funny story. I actually got in a fucking car accident today.
I nearly got in a car accident today.
You know how lanes work?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'll tell my story first because it's my podcast.
Yeah.
So I was in one lane. And so what it was, there was two lanes and there was a turning lane. And I'm in the right lane and I'm in the right lane so that I can turn to the turning lane. And I'm overtaking a lady. And like, as soon as I sort of get to the point where like, I'm sort of about to go past her, left indicator on and tries to pull in front of me. And I'm thinking, what the fuck are you doing? And she wasn't even like trying to get into the far right lane to turn right with me. No, she just wanted to get into the right lane for no reason. Because there was like literally there's like one car in front of her. Impatient. Female drivers. I'll go on record.
Oh, you're one of those. It's just like all female drivers, no matter what.
That's right.
Are there many female professional Formula One drivers?
Probably not. I haven't watched. What's the series on Netflix? The Formula One. Everybody's been raving about it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not me.
Really?
No.
F1.
Do not know what you're talking about.
Tell me about your story.
Well, you remember when I came on the podcast once and I'd just been in a car accident? It's the only car accident I've been in, and it was a head-on. At like 3 kilometers an hour. That was a shocker. I was like right before we started recording. You're like, you sure you still want to record? And I'm like, yeah.
Wasn't it 3 kilometers an hour?
Shit. It was at like, because I was turning into a street very slowly. I was like, I don't even want to, I can explain it like, but I don't really want to. It was so embarrassing. And I just started driving, but that one was the fucking worst. I can explain that later in another time slot or after this. But what happened today was, I thought you said just before, by the way, I thought you said you were in a car accident today. Not you were almost in a car accident.
Almost.
I was like, oh shit. Almost. I was very, very close. And the only reason I wasn't was because I quickly turned. It was about 45 minutes ago. I quickly turned and I would have hit a car in the lane next to me if there was a car there. So what happened? There's a car, shitty old white Mazda, turning onto the Nepean Highway, and it was just like, you know when they turn on and they just stop before they're about to go on the lane, you're like, dude, you're almost in my lane, like, as I'm driving at 70 k's an hour and you're at a standstill. Well, this car just went straight in my lane. I'm in the right lane going 74 k's. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And I just quickly just move, and I didn't even have enough time to, like, reflex, put on, like, my beat the horn. It was so shit.
I don't understand why people aren't... Actually. Did you get a rush from it? Are you going to try and get in car?
Yeah, a little bit, because it was... It's not that movie Crash where they get a sexual thrill from car accidents. You know what you're going to say?
Is that real? Is that a real movie?
Yeah, David Cronenberg. Crash, 1996. Look it up, kids.
Jesus Christ. That's fucking terrible. I don't understand. Like, what really gets me is that, like, you know, maybe the dangers of driving isn't, like, I don't know, made clear enough to, like, people when they drive. But, like, you know, I guess, like, you should know. Like, if you hit somebody's car, somebody could swerve off and they could hit a tree and die. Like, is that not obvious enough?
No, it's like a video game for heaps of people. And I think if you drive enough, it feels like it's not real. Honestly, I'm serious. Like, I drive as my job, or my current job, not going to be my job very soon. And you do enough driving, it feels like you're just playing a video game. Doesn't feel real at all until you hit something at 100 k's an hour.
Do you listen to the Taxi Driver soundtrack when you drive?
No. Surely. I've listened to Crazy Taxi before when I drive.
That's funny. Are you enjoying driving around food for people? Like, just to be able to so people know, you're many things, but you're also a menu log driver. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a menu log driver as my current money. Don't laugh. It's not funny. It's a futile existence.
What a fucking loser, honestly. Can you, like, find a better existence, please? Jesus Christ. Suck my pixie dick. El Bozo. You
glasses wearing. Winter.
Do you think we can get it trending? El Bozo. We'll make shirts. We'll go off.
It's not funny. It's not. It's actually quite sad. It's a shitty job.
What is it, though?
It's sometimes I really enjoy it, actually. Sometimes I really enjoy doing it because it's just so chill. But other times I just, like, the other night, last night, I just wanted to tear my freaking head off. Almost yeeted my menu lock bag into someone's property and then just quit the job altogether.
Why? What happened? Are you right?
Well, no. Well, I just was made to drive very far. I was fine. There was nothing terrible that went wrong, but I was just made to drive ridiculously far two times over for... That's just my dad making some noise there. I had to drive two suburbs for $10 twice in a row. And I was like, the second one was ridiculous. It was a house on a freaking mountain. And there was a bunch of, like, different side streets to get to it. And menu log, it only accounts for distance. It doesn't account for how fucking hard it is to get to the place. So you could be paid $18 for just going a straight line on the freeway and getting there in 5 minutes, or you could be paid $10 for going through a bunch of fucking side streets going 2.2 kilometers. It sucks, man. It is so shit.
This is the existence you've chosen, though.
You know that song, Tip by Tears for Fears, or like, welcome to your life.
Yeah, I do.
I hate it when I go into, like, a fast food restaurant doing menu log and that song's just playing in the restaurant.
It's a good song, though.
Because it's just like, fuck, this is my life. There is no turning back.
But
I'm starting the business soon, so we're all good.
So tell me about this. You know, you're buying an area so then you can, you know, bring in prostitutes and sell them off legally. We can do it legally. Well, here.
It's more tasteful than that. Like, I wouldn't just, like, throw out the word prostitute.
You know when you make a joke and then you realize that it's not funny? I think we should just move on. What is that fucking noise in the fucking background? Is that your dad? Are you serious?
So... I wanted to stay on that topic just so I didn't have to reference the noise. Dad's installing Dad's installing the AC.
Does it have to be fucking right now?
And I didn't, that's exactly right. And I didn't have the heart to be like, oh, Dad, I'm filming a little podcast. Is it all right if you don't install your air conditioning for your office? But I realized, like, I didn't tell him because I didn't think, I thought it was over. I thought he finished, but apparently not.
Are you fucking joking, cunt? I'm trying to fucking run a professional operation here and you couldn't, you didn't have the balls to tell your dad, oh, just so you know, I'm doing a podcast.
Do you really think my dad, classic working class man who is a freaking carpenter, is going to give a flying fuck about some fucking 26-year-old's little podcast, very well made though. Like he didn't give a fuck. He's just gonna keep doing his thing. You know, it's my family. This is just how my family works.
Don't give two.
I'll get up and tell him to stop if you get up to if it keeps going, I genuinely will on live on the podcast.
Fuck me! Why did I fucking invite you back on this podcast? Regardless, we can. Is he done?
Do you actually want me to go and tell him to stop doing tradesman's work?
Part of me feels like
I didn't think he was going to bring out the what's it called? The electric.
The power tools.
Yeah, the power tools. They all know power tools. No power tools.
I'm very upset with your dad.
You know, that's honestly, just like, from a carpentry background. He doesn't give a fuck about it.
Oh, I don't give two fucking shit if he's from a fucking carpentry background, cunt. I just want my fucking podcast to go.
Look, here's the thing. Dad, I remember when I used to complain with Dad. He used to, you know, he was building this wall for like 6 months and they were starting at like 6:30 in the morning. They had the freaking radio blaring. You know how tradesmen have their radio blaring from like 6 o'clock in the morning? And they decide that instead of putting it on like a moderate volume so they can hear it well enough, they just decide to put it on full volume. Well, we had that every single morning right outside my fucking room. And there were a bunch of like 15-year-olds working on the house. And they were all just like so fucking loud. And I like complained to Dad. I'm like, Dad, this is ridiculous. Like, I want to sleep. And he's just like, I remember back in the days when I was doing carpentry and this woman came out of her house and said, excuse me, can you please stop for a few hours so I can sleep a bit more?
Fuck me. And he brings out the fucking stories because he's old and he's wise. Tell your dad that he needs to fucking pick a better time and place.
Don't fuck with my dad, all right?
Oh, what's your dad going to do? I bet my dad could beat up your dad without a fucking doubt.
Or actually, the Davis family's not very good at confrontations. So I reckon it's just like George McFly in Back to the Future. Oh, all right. Well, let's go right now. Actually, you know what? Shit on my dad as much as you want, because clearly he has no interest in the creative podcasting experience. I did tell him I was doing this right now.
Did he not support your dreams?
No. Well, my parents are like creative. My mum's I get a lot of my creativity actually from mum because she's like a writer. So amateur writer, but I'm an amateur YouTuber. So like dad was always tradesman, working class guy. So my brother Tom was a lot more like him. And then I was a lot more like mum in the creative side. So dad has none, like I don't get any of my, you know, career aspirations or any of my, you know, creativity skills from dad. So dad kind of doesn't understand it. Like he doesn't really get it. He thinks it's none of it's actually hard work. And I only in the last year did I really convince him like how many hours I was putting into it. So I might have to tell him to stop now though. This is shocking. We might have to start again.
No, it's not that bad. Like when I listen, it doesn't actually, it's not that bad. Like now it's okay. Not.
I think because here where I am, it's so loud. So I hope it's not terrible in the microphone.
Oh, it's going to be like, if we didn't acknowledge it, the listeners, all two of them would go, oh, this is pretty bad. But if you make it a part of the show, why do you think I'm a genius fucking podcast host? Did you know that for like 5 seconds there, because my PlayStation controller that's sitting right next to me was, it was for some reason, the right analog trick. Are you going to fucking listen to my fucking story, cunt?
I'm just shit talking you as you talk, but yeah, continue.
No, I'm very aware because the right trigger is like slightly stuck. So then the mouse will slightly move because it's like the mouse. Anyway, so I had to disconnect that. And when I disconnected it, the headphone disconnected for like a good like 10 seconds. And you didn't even notice, did you?
No.
Did you? No, that's because I'm a fucking brilliant podcast host.
Wait, why is the right thing stuck? Were you playing some kind of special game that was like a repetitive action type thing that you can only buy in certain countries?
No. maybe, perhaps. No,
but come when on, I play, Matthew. We've got to get you out of the house.
There might be cum stuck in there, actually, if I'm going to be honest.
Oh, for God's sakes, mate. Jesus. And see, this is why you got kicked out of, and now you've gone back, but you're going to get kicked out again. You know, you don't know how.
What, my parents' house.
Yeah. I didn't want to say your parents' house. I didn't want to be a dog.
She loves doing my washing. She loves cooking me food. She loves.
The washing is. That's a sin. You can't let someone do your washing, mate.
Why?
Because Mum used to do my washing and she'd scatter it all around like the lounge room, and my brothers would just take all my freaking underwear and my socks and everything. So I had to start doing it myself. I was like 15 when I started doing my washing.
No, like Mum does it like because it's only me and it was my sister, but like now she knows how I want it washed. I want it washed and then put it in my basket and I'll hang it out. If that's how we're going to do it, that's how we're going to do it. Don't fucking mix my shit with my stepdad or hers or my sister when she comes back because she's successful and she actually doesn't live at home. But
my brothers are more successful than me.
Very aware. So we're like the runt of the litter. Is that's what this podcast could be called. The runt of the litter. Fuck on we talk. What a shit fucking name. You can't even pronounce it. Runt of the litter? Hey guys, welcome back to Runt of the Litter. I'm your host. No, actually that... Do you think like, okay, we get to the point where it's like, you know, we're getting brand deals and stuff. It's like, oh, what's the name of your podcast? Runt of the Litter. I think we'd get laughed. We would get laughed out of every single room in this fucking
Man. Some people would like mad appreciate it. Some brands would be like, oh, fucking love that name, bro. Why are you called Runt of the Litter? And we're just like, oh yeah, we're the two failures of our family. So we're the runts, we're the discarded trash of the,
you know, there's a podcast and it's by Scott Aukerman, who hosts Comedy Bang Bang, great, great comedy podcast. And Adam Scott, so he was like Will Ferrell's brother in
Step Brothers. He's great.
Step Brothers. Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I love him. He's a great actor. And they have a podcast called, I think it's called Are You Talking You Two to Me? But it's like the way they spell it out. It's like the letter U, the letter R, the letter U, U2, because it's a U2 podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was the bit. That was the story. It was great.
I thought it was going to keep going, ladies and gentlemen. I thought he was just going to keep talking about like how the podcast works, U2. But no, that's the bit. I just realized something, by the way. Like I've listened to a couple of podcasts like late last year with you and Ben, and there was this... Do you remember that problem you guys had with
Yeah, I do.
That was, and like compared to this, that was a rough one because I didn't know, like, that's obviously unfixable in post. I mean, this kind of is as well. You can't fuck, what are you going to do about freaking hammering into a wall? But that was like when I was like trying to listen and it just kept coming back. I don't know whose end it was on. I'm guessing it was on Ben's end, the failure.
I think it was on end. I think it was. It's. Do you know what it is? It's something about like XLR cables not like going like. I don't know. Like, what do you call it? Perpendicular, which when they go like directly the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
It
fucks up the cables. Holy shit! Your dad is being fucking loud right now. Holy fucking shit! That man. What the fuck?
Dude, it runs in the family, by the way, and it does. It's not just with the power tools. It's with.
It's me
the
you and other dad tools now.
As well. Yeah, Dad's. Really? This is Dad's appearance on the On We Talk podcast. Like, this is. I'm proud that Dad, you know, the little media he does, he's managed to take the time out of his day to make an appearance. Like, that's a good effort.
Can I fight your dad? Like, legitimately, can we make a video where I fight your dad? Boxing match. Like, you know, we'll make it fair.
My dad's trainer. Like me, though. He's not the aggressive type. Like, I've never punched anyone in the face in my life, and I doubt... Oh, no, he did a lot. My dad was a bully in high school, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a high school bully, and it makes sense because my brother was too, my brothers.
What if... Okay, maybe... Okay, here's the situation. I come to your house, we're hanging out, and I go, hey, Sam's dad, like, I want to fight you for a video. And he goes... Oh, you know, I'm not the aggressive type. Sam probably would have told you that. And you start nodding in agreement. And then I would go, okay, how about now? And I full on slap your mum across the face. And he goes, what the actual fuck? Yes, cunt, I will fight you on video. Deal?
I don't think it's a good idea because my dad is either 0 or 100. There's no in between. And I don't think you want to see him at 100. I've seen it a few times and that you just don't want to be within 20 meters of that. You need enough time to be able to get the fuck away.
What's his favorite AFL team?
He does not support AFL, but he chose the Hawks. Good man. Oh, just as an arbitrary thing. Just because he can't have running conversations. Well, now
I can't, I can't fucking shit in the Pies, fucking, you know, oh, yeah, fuck Collingwood, and they're like shit in a bag. And then
if
like,
he destroys his iPad, he'll kill you. That's his favorite thing.
His iPad, why? What is with older people and iPads? And they think it's like fucking genius technology. It's a phone, but big.
Well, Dad doesn't like stop talking about how he watched Star Wars in 1978 or 1979 on like a tiny CRT in like his room that was like this big. He's like, we've come from that to me being able to watch Star Wars on my iPad and I just love my iPad. And I'm like,
yeah, okay. Fucking, that's how technology works, cunt. Fuck. It progresses and gets better. Are you like, oh, you like that? Oh, fuck me. No, you know what?
Spitting
fuck your
Jenny,
dad.
You've ruined everything.
No,
it's
I don't know.
It's reference.
I know, it's fucking, and it was a fucking shit one too. But you know when people like mention, you know when people like mention things that it's like, yes, I'm aware. And it's like, oh, do you know that? I can't even fucking think of an example now, but you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, we've gone from old technology to new technology. Yes. I'm aware.
So what? Like we're the Y generation. Like we don't give a fuck about how much things have improved for you old cunts. We're the Y generation. Shit just happens for us. Like we don't have to actually do anything for that. Technology. Like this camera recording right now. I don't give a shit about that, man.
I've actually had heaps of times with specifically old people where like, because some of them are fucking capital C aunts. I don't swear on this podcast, but it's like
capital C aunts. I don't swear on this podcast.
It's gold. Like, they like, I want that burger. It's like, okay, well we don't sell that burger until 10:30. Why? Because we haven't done food safety on it. Why? Because we do it at a specific time during the day. Why? Because that's what my boss told me to do. Why? Because that's how the fucking procedure is done. I don't know. Do it. Call fucking Ronald McDonald. I don't know. Like, I can't help you with all your fucking problems. Do you want the hamburger or not? We had this bloke one time, and it was specifically when, it was the metro areas. They trialed the McDonald's promotions stuff first and like different things. They trialed the metro areas first. Before the hamburger, so it was $2 and for a long time it was $1 because they changed to $1. But it hadn't happened in our area yet. And he's like, oh, but I saw the ad on TV. And I said, well, if you look at the fine print, it says that's the metro. It's trialed metro areas, may not be available in all areas. Yeah, but it said $1 on the TV. Mate, I just told you it's not $1. If you're going to argue with me, I will ask you to leave. I just want my fucking hamburger for a fucking dollar. Mate, I don't care if you fucking fought in World War II. I fucking shots to you, mate. I don't know, but fuck me. You're not getting your hamburger half price. I'm sorry. Because if I do it for you, I've got to do it for all these oldies who come in on a specific day. Do you know what that day is? Fucking pension day. And you know what? I'm sick of dealing with all you old fucks. I probably shouldn't be saying this, actually. I really, really shouldn't be saying this. But
in this context, it works.
Correct. Fuck old people.
No, well, fuck the old people that go into Maccas. I think, yeah. Well, wait, first of all, don't most old people hate McDonald's? Like, I know that sounds fucking so stupid. That's probably one of the dumbest things I've said on this podcast. But
the thing is, they can't afford to go to a fucking cafe all the time. They've got to go. They don't have fucking pension. Do you know what I mean?
What about the RSL? The local RSL? That's a great
hangout. Oh, fuck me. So many old people at the RSL, and they sit there and like maybe do one bowl and then just come back and have like six beers. Like, what the fuck?
My favorite was this woman on Highway Patrol and she had like 10 glasses of wine and then drove home and she's just like, now blow into the machine. She's like, It's like, okay, now blow again. And they go back to the station. She's lost her license like 5 times for drinking too much of the RSL during the day and then trying to drive.
Old people think they can get away with anything. My family fought in fucking Nam. Well, guess what, Sally? You're fucking 12 times over the limit.
My generation doesn't care about Nam. Why? You fought in some? You had to work for something? I don't care. What makes you think that us kids, who we think we've worked harder and had a harder life, would care about you boring old farts? And this is just a shout out to any old farts watching the podcast or listening. Please subscribe to the Patreon. And the Patreon doesn't exist anymore.
It's not a Patreon anymore. Just go to onwe.plus. There's a membership thing there.
It's cool. Too Tell complicated me to for me. Future, I'm old.
Okay, it's not fucking. Are you kidding?
I'm too old. Just go I'm too old. Onwe. Is there a HTTPS? Is there a semicolon?
Oh, fuck your HTTPS.
Do I have to type in a specific web address to find that? Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes I do go to the Onwe website, and you probably experience this, and it's just web page not available, and you have to refresh a couple of times. I think it's kind of because it's on a cheaper domain, like because you're not going to pay hundreds for that, obviously.
What? Onwe.tv?
Onwe.tv, like it obviously you pay to have that domain, but like, yeah, it's if you literally have to pay more so it isn't on like it, so it's on a better server, right? For it to work every single time. Because I noticed like websites that are like cheaper on like a crappier domain, like they always fuck up and then you have to refresh and it works perfectly, but then you'll go back and you like put it in a new tab and it'll just be like, it doesn't work.
I don't know. I don't think it's that. Well, that's the thing. I'm like with a good host, like a good website host. I don't know why it doesn't. I really, really don't. Like I'm with like a quite domain. A good one.
I think it is the domain. I think it's screwing you over, mate. I think you need to probably join forces. Actually, take over the AFL's URL, the EFL, the Onwe Football League.
Do you laugh at your own jokes?
Yeah, when they're good, I do. Yeah, absolutely. If I was on stage doing stand-up, I don't think I'd laugh at my own jokes because it's cringe.
You would get booed off the fucking stage, cunt. I can tell you that.
There's no way, mate. There's no way. I would be able to put together the most perfect routine. It'd take a couple of weeks to write it, but I would be able to make the audience piss themselves.
Like legitimately piss themselves?
Well, the women.
Because if you can do that, that's...
But guys tend to have stronger bladders.
Have I told you about my joke that I've always wanted to start my stand-up routine with?
Oh, I don't want to know it, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay, just set the scene. You know, you're in a club.
Sorry, is that how it starts? You're in a with a voice.
No. I'm setting the fucking scene.
Sorry. Start again, okay, Matthew. Start again. Yeah.
Okay, and actually, can you introduce me as the comedy club host?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back tonight to the Onwe Comedy Club. We have our regular guest and our only comedian, Mr. Matthew Winter, the creator, host, presenter of Onwe.
Yeah. Hey guys, nice to see you here. If you're watching the video version, you'll see me like adjusting the mic up and down. It's just a thing I do. This isn't part of the routine. I just wanted to let you guys know. Bill Cosby's been in the news lately. And you know, he's allegedly been, you know, I don't know, you know, drugging women and raping them. Not good. I guess you can say women say the darndest things. Like the show he had in the 80s, kids say the darndest things.
That's good. I was trying my best to have a genuine audience reaction and not laugh at your jokes, and that made me laugh. That was good. That was actually good.
And then I would just say, thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks for coming. And I'll just leave the stage. And it would be like, that was a good joke. But like,
That would do really well if that was it. That would put me in stitches if you just left after that. That was actually good. I'm actually surprised. It's good effort. Well done.
I've been holding that joke for ages. And I've actually done it on the podcast like 6 times now.
And no one laughed?
Nope.
Well, mate, I think the people who didn't laugh don't have a future in this industry. But you, mate, you've got a real future in this industry. Just keep going. Keep going on the jokes, especially the ones you think about for a long time, because the ones you thought about for a couple of days are fucking dog shit. But that was fantastic, mate. Well done.
Am I going to get paid now?
Nah. Well, no, you'll never get paid, maybe. But you might get paid, but you might not ever get paid.
I'm going to sell out the MSG, not the MSG, the Madison Square. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Madison Square Garden.
It's full of asbestos, that place. That's old, man. You want a newer place, like, you know, Rose Bowl Stadium.
Oh, like the fucking Crypto.com Arena?
What?
There's one of the arenas, like one of the big ones. I think, like, I have a feeling that, like, the WWE have done a few events there now. And it's weird hearing, we're live from Monday Night Raw. Here in the Crypto.com Arena, am I announcing a fucking horse race announcer in the 1960s? but it's true. No,
it's the same
as
Marvel Stadium.
Oh, damn. Hate that.
We're here at Marvel Stadium. Oh, it's like the Telstra Dome back in the day. That sounds like you're there for a fucking brawl. Like, players are going to get punched up. We're here at the Telstra Dome. It's like, fuck yeah, man. The Telstra. Welcome back to Marvel Stadium today. It's a 4:35 match between St. Kilda and Freo. Boring. No, thank you.
Yeah, fuck St. Kilda. For all our international viewers, it's the worst AFL
Fuck GWS.
Team.
That's your zone, team. Fuck that. That's actually your zone, GWS. Fuck that team, man. Fuck them. Also, fuck any rugby team. I don't know which one you support, but whichever one it is, fuck it. South Sydney Rabbitohs, Parramatta Eels.
South Sydney Rabbitohs, Newcastle Knights. My favorite team.
Is that
team.
Who you support? Newcastle Knights. Yeah. How many premierships did they win?
Oh, they won one in 1997. Darren Albert. I'm just
Were you alive for that?
I, no, yeah, I was 1 year old.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You remember it?
I think if we looked at our retention rate, our retention graph right now, it'd be like...
Oh, through the roof.
No, it wouldn't be. We're not becoming a fucking AFL podcast. I'm sorry.
Well, we're talking about random shit that I guess most people wouldn't be interested in, but there's so much comedy in there, like, you know, Bill Cosby comedy, that the retention's going through the roof. In fact, more people are joining in from other rooms in the house. They can hear it in the background. They're all coming into the same room, crowding around the TV like they did in the 50s when the television was new, and they're all crowding around the computer, and they're just like, their eyes are just glued like this, and they're all going...
They're not. Just to bring you behind the scenes a bit. So we did an episode. It was a test episode last week. It was like, it was okay, but it wasn't great. We're a bit rusty. And it's like, oh, we'll bring some topics this time. I haven't gone through any of the topics that I had written down. Isn't that funny?
Oh, dude, that's pretty good. Because that means we've got a natural flow of things. Usually we just go straight to topics when we have nothing to say. But I'm not going to let you go to those topics. I'm going to just...
There's a few things I had written down.
I like them. I've got a couple written down, by the way.
Well, now you've ruined the fucking flow of the podcast mentioning it. You shouldn't have brought up that we'd had notes last time.
You brought up that we hadn't set our topics yet today. I'm just going to blame you because you brought up the whole thing of topics and it just fucked the flow of the podcast. In fact, I like the podcast when shit was being banged into the wall earlier. That was when it was on fucking peak. That was when retention was at its highest. Because that the people were outside, they were the closest viewers to the...
I fucking hate you. I'll bring up... There was one thing that I wanted to mention because I've been scrolling through Twitter. And so I was like, oh, who are these videos by? So to give you context, I've seen some videos and it's from some sort of podcast. And I looked at the channel and it was a prank channel called Whatever. They used to do like those... sleazy on the street sort of like interviews, pranks sort of things. And now like they made nothing for ages and now they do podcasts and it's like the one guy or the two guys, it depends. And they bring together six OnlyFans girls and like two porn stars and like one regular girl. And they just have a conversation.
How original.
They're all like, probably max 21. So they've got like no life experience, no opinions for themselves. And they're like, oh, the man should do everything on a date. And like the guy's like, well, you know, like, and he'll go against it, and they'll be like, oh, but you know, we're the women and blah, blah, blah. Because they're fucking narrow-minded and, you know, they're fucking OnlyFans girls, which is not inherently, please do not take me out of context. No. But a lot of them are like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do anything else in my life. Let's just do OnlyFans. And I'm talking about it from that perspective. There are some OnlyFans creators who are fucking smart and like very, very business savvy. Specifically, there's one... Who?
Sorry, Sev Philip who? Don't look up her OnlyFans. Continue.
Is that the fucking Racker Racker's fucking sister?
She breaks microwaves with her ass. Yeah.
That's hot. See, that's smart. That's good. That's funny. Banging. That's good. But there's one girl, Amaranth, the name is. Redhead, big titties, as you'd want to have as an OnlyFans creator. But like, she's invested in like three or four like convenience stores / petrol stations. She's like, she's invested in stuff. And she's actually, from what I remember, she did an interview with this business guy that I watch. And basically, she's filmed enough content to release content for the next 2 years and she'll never have to make any more content again. So now it's become passive income.
That's nuts. That's insane. Even if you die, you're still, you know, you still got something coming. That's ridiculous. Oh, I almost did it. I almost did a double entendre. You've still got something coming in.
But you wonder how like long like OnlyFans stop doing that. Don't. No, but you wonder how long it's actually going to like last. Sorry. Like how long people actually pay money for like exclusive everything dies. Sets.
Yeah. Everything falls off. I was going to say, I reckon you should do an Only special where you have like a panel of 50-year-old porn stars who have been in the business their whole lives and who know all the ins and outs of the business.
Oh, something slightly sexual. So funny.
I didn't expect myself. I didn't expect that out of myself. That's why. It's... trying to do as many puns as I can.
No, but you're right. I actually watched this guy, Brendan Buckingham is his name actually, and he went to like AVN, the Adult Video Network convention, whatever it is, and like interviewed people, and like there was like one girl who said, "Yeah, if my daughter turned 18 and wanted to be like get into the sex industry, I would like help her." And I'm like, that's interesting. Sort of.
Well, it makes
like,
sense.
I don't know.
You look up to your parents, you know. That's a form of looking up. A daughter might be really proud of her. I mean, you know.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the sex industry, though. Like, sex work not a great is family real work business, to me.
Oh, God. No, that's not what I meant. No, like, yeah, I agree. I reckon it has its place for sure because it's a lucrative industry. It fills a need. It has like, you know.
And I need to come. That was fucking funny.
I think me saying it fills a need was like more subtle and kind of had like, you know, more gravity to it than you just saying I need to come. So. But it's not a contest puns.
My fucking thing just fucking overheated.
Well, guys, Matthew's thing is just overheated. I knew he wouldn't last that long.
Oh, fuck me. Give me 2 seconds. No, leave it. Just give me a sec because I might be able to fix this.
And we talk behind the scenes. I might do a little behind the scenes
clip. I did it. I'm good.
You fixed it.
We're back.
That's the quickest fix ever. We'll resume, but this is a little behind the scenes.
That's the quickest fix ever. Shut your fucking mouth, cunt.
Why was that worthy of being? Upset. Why was that worthy of being a little shit? I was thanking you for fixing it so quickly and not being such an incompetent host. Yeah, sorry. Let's go.
Do you want to bring up one of your fucking topics, then, cunt? Fuck me.
Yeah. Let me just get my topics. No, I already know it off by heart. So my topic was Brendan Fraser winning the Oscar for The Whale.
I know it off by heart.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to recite yours off by heart?
So interesting, though, isn't it?
I'm going to recite all yours off by heart.
Sorry, I'm into the whale thing now.
You should have had the fucking... You should have been the whale.
Talk about Brendan Fraser.
Shit. It was so shit. So he won the Oscar for The Whale, and the dude Short Round from Indiana Jones and from The Goonies. I don't know his name in real life because he's not a well-known actor. And he hadn't been acting since he was a child, former American child actor, and was in a film in 2003.
Yeah, I know the guy.
Won an
yeah.
Oscar. Won an Oscar for it. But here's the craziest part. Those two had a scene together in the film Encino Man where they're like, he's like at high school, he's like introducing himself to Brendan Fraser. And it's just two people that you'd never ever pick to be Oscar winners one day in the same award ceremony. It's awesome. And Brendan Fraser was dumped by Hollywood and he's like one of the nicest guys, one of the coolest actors. So freaking justice. That's Hollywood justice. Fuck all you dickheads that run Hollywood. Yeah, sorry. I got angry for a second.
Didn't have to say it like that. But like I found it so interesting. The thing that I found so interesting, I watched a video about Brendan Fraser and how it was like, so you know how he was like, oh, Hollywood like kicked him out because there was an incident with him being sexually assaulted by a higher up in Hollywood and they sort of just fucked him off and he sort of like had to like creep himself his way back in. He doesn't like Hollywood. He doesn't like the Academy. He doesn't like anything like that. But he loves making movies. And that's what his passion was. And now he's worked his way to a point where he's winning. Like, was it actor, best actor, correct?
I think it was best actor and the other guy won best supporting actor. So there's two people.
It's just so nice to see that went from, because he was, I think he got divorced during that time as well because he got really fat as well. Remember, he was really skinny at one point, like during like...
The Mummy.
What movie was he in? The Mummy.
George of the Jungle. He was ripped in George of the Jungle.
Yeah, he was ripped in the jungle. And then look at him. And
that's
then
good, Brendan.
Have you watched the movie he was in? Is it The Whale? Is that what it's called? It is.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Whale yet, but I do want to watch it very soon. It's got very, very good reviews, but I'm not going to look up a bunch of stuff about it because I like going into films without knowing an awful lot, but just knowing it's good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I watched the trailer. Quite good. Like, it just... it was a good trailer. Like, it gave me enough, but not too much.
I've seen the trailer. Yeah. The trailer isn't a spoiler. I think they're catching on now, film distributors. They're not making the trailer a spoiler anymore, which is like, thank fucking God. Because it's just like, when it's a good movie and you want to enjoy it, like, it's not going to entice people to watch the movie if they've already seen the movie in the trailer. Why would that, it makes no sense. Like, Castaway is one of the worst ever. Do you know about that trailer?
No, I don't.
It gives away the entire film in the trailer. And I'm not going to spoil it, but everything that happens in the movie that is meant to be a surprise is given away in just a 2-minute trailer. And it's like such a good movie, Castaway, especially the first time watching it, because it gets a bit annoying after like several times watching it. So it's just the ultimate fuck you to an audience, a film that can only be watched like a handful of times and they just ruin it in the trailer. So bad.
See, my thought is though, like, has the purpose of a trailer changed in a way, I guess? Like, you know, back in the day, you didn't have the internet to view a trailer whenever you wanted to. Like, you'd only see it in theaters, correct?
Yeah. And so, sometimes
like,
on TV.
Is that? Well, there you go. Was it structured differently? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it just like, oh, we want to make it like, you know, you sort of know what's happened to the movies, but we want you to come and watch anyway because there's nowhere else you can see it. Do you know what I mean? Like the full thing that happens. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. Well, it's interesting you should say that because this kind of Siskel and Ebert's show had that problem where it was literally designed to be a show for film buffs who have already seen the movie, but it did such a good job at promoting all the films. So people would watch the show to like see which film they could watch coming up. And of course, they give away the movie when they're reviewing it because they have to. How are they supposed to review it properly? And people would just be like, oh, well, you gave it away. What the hell? And they'd still comment in the comment section to this day. Oh, they gave away the whole movie. It's like the whole point of the review is you watch the movie and then you go, oh, I want to see. I really liked it. Now I want to see their opinion on it. Not, I've never seen this before. Let me just get it ruined for me. You know what I mean? I think people don't really understand like when they... Like, they don't know when something's about to be ruined for them, I feel like, especially these days.
No, I agree. No, it's interesting, though, because I'm somebody who watches, like, commentary videos about movies before I've even seen it. And yeah, maybe same. I'm on the spectrum. Depends on the movie. Which I probably am. But I don't know.
Depends on the film. I really do think. I agree. If it's a film that's not as, you know, engrossing, then you can get it ruined for you. That's fine.
Mm. No, I agree. You know, so we're coming up on about time. Did you have so I don't know if you know, but on Spotify, we can actually, and we're going to put it in the comments as well. Like, is there a question you want to ask our fans? Because you can do it on Spotify now, and we can do it in the comments as well. Relating to something we talked about, please make it relevant. If it's shit, I'm choosing my own.
I reckon you go first. I got to think of mine. I have a rough idea though.
It's only one question. We come together.
Yeah. We both of us. Okay, one from both of us.
We ask the fans. No, one all together. One all together. One all together.
Have they ever?
Mm-hmm. Make it relevant to the podcast. That's why there's a question.
Do they eat?
Fuck me, God.
It's relevant. We're talking about Maccas, Mackie.
Okay, cow, look, I'm gonna ask a fucking no. Okay, I'm gonna ask the question. Okay, I've got the question. It's all right. I've had one planned in my head anyway.
I was gonna
Could
get dumped,
Matt
no matter what.
Beat up your dad? Could Matt beat up your dad? Of course I could. Fuck yeah.
Wouldn't it be a better question, could Matt's dad beat up your dad, and then include a photo of Matt's dad when he was playing rugby or something?
You can't include a photo. Okay. Regardless, are you fucking trying to fucking change how I do the podcast? Because we had a discussion before the podcast. Oh yeah, I'm going to be a good co-host. I won't try to... Fuck you.
I think when someone's set in their ways, they definitely need a... I think your grandmother would be very... And your whole family, actually, would be very disappointed in this language, by the way.
Go fuck yourself. I'm ending the podcast there. If you want to listen to our post-show, thanks, first ever episode, the On We Talk after show, I'm calling it that now. That's canon now. Onwe.plus. You can listen to it or watch it. Join in.
I'll change the podcast.
We'll just keep it.
We did.